on the ham radio frequency of UHF, a 70 centimeter band, it should shine pretty much a little bit better. Probably about 5-8% better. On VHF, 2 meters, it's going to be just slapping the crap out of anything you can pick up on the street. No trucker cable for you. I had a guy with truck stop cable. I can't even remember what stuff was. There wasn't even a rating on it. But my goodness, I put my analyzer on the cable, and it was just like awful. And then I cut the stuff open. I looked at it. The braid was aluminum braid, aluminum center core, and it was just the worst braid I've ever seen in my life. It was so spacey, and the core was like styrofoam. I mean, it was something awful. But hey, you know, 100 foot of it at a truck stop for, you know, only $20, it's got to be right.
Ten four. I use this cable. I think it's 100 foot up north on a tram antenna, and I caught tucking a ham radio up there, and I seems to be talking loud and clear as any other radio out there. I don't know what they run, but it seems to work okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into this KMR. I don't hit the old Amazon for coax and stuff very much. I gotta say, I'm not gonna lie, I import a lot of stuff from China. So the Chinese don't impress me with coax. None of my vendors have anything that's worth buying. Most of the good stuff is made here in the USA. But KMR, Amazon, just like batteries, AA batteries from Amazon. I don't know who makes them, but they're doggone good.
Ten four with the batteries. I buy 100 packs, use them on my cameras up north, and they work just as good as any other battery I ever tried. Yeah, but this cable seems to work pretty good. Like I said, this is what I'm talking on right now. And you're at I think just north of Flint there. So, I think it's working okay.
Well, I'm coming into the Flint repeater. I don't know how far I am off from it. But I'm pretty impressed. I just looked up the KMR on Amazon. It says it is low-loss cable. They're not lying. What I don't understand about what they're trying to claim is not realistic. 3G, 4G, LT, and GPS. None of those frequency ranges would put up with that cable. Wi-Fi, 2400 megahertz or 5 gigahertz, it would leave the connector and go wherever it wanted. However, for UHF 400 megahertz, it's excellent stuff.